It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and through no fault of ours, Mother Nature just dumped on us today. It's Dane Neal, it's Wendy Snyder, and Jane Manzouris. I did say that correctly,
right? You did a nice job. I was listening in the hallway. You're like, how do you say that? And I'm screaming down the hall, Manzouris.
However, it's too late because I don't even need to know how to say it anymore, right?
You don't need to know how to say it. I'm changing my name.
Just for something to do,
or is there a reason? Go with St. Jane. No, I'm not doing that. I got married 3 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So my new last name is Klaus. I'm going to have a great time around the holidays. Right? Klaus? Santa Klaus?
Santa Klaus.
Klaus. Yes. I love
Jane
it.
Jane Klaus. I think it's got a nice ring to it.
I do like it. Although, doesn't it hurt to give up your name?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, but I figure like the first half of my life, I'm a Manzouris, and I'll just play the last back half as a Klaus.
You could always do the hyphenated thing though, too.
Manzouris, Klaus, that's a lot of letters, a lot of S's.
You know what I did is I took Snyder and made it my middle name, so there's no hyphen.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. Manzouris will be my middle name. But I'm in the process of doing that right now, so I'm still going with Jane Manzouris.
All right. Well, she's Jane Manzouris, and the reason you're here, you're host of Living Healthy Chicago on WGN-TV. WGN-TV is on our TV all the time, so I see you very frequently.
Oh, good.
You are getting things together. You're going to be at Tree Time? I'm sorry. I'm all confused about all this.
You know what? So this is, I love that you're confused because I'll explain it to you.
All right, good.
So I'm the host of Living Healthy, but I also host another show called Creative Living that doesn't even air in Chicago.
Well, that sucks.
And it's all about living creatively. So people don't know this about me. I love to do push-ups and, you know, all this athletic and nutrition stuff, but I love to make and create and decorate. So they said, Jane, you're obsessed with the holidays because I say anything with glitter and flocking and I am in. So Tree Time Creations, as you know, Wendy, I know you love going to the show.
Oh, it's so fun. And Dean was just out there on Sunday.
Yes.
It is walking into Santa's playhouse.
It is a playhouse. And so they know that I'm creative and I love to decorate and I love the holiday spirit. So I'm going to be out at Tree Time on Saturday, November 23rd, before the store opens for a big, huge holiday decorating event. It's starting at 8 a.m. It goes to 10 a.m. And we are having trends. We're having goodie bags. We're going to do some DIY demonstrations. We're going to do some inspiration. But it really is, I think, a great way to be inspired by the holidays. Now, I watch a lot of the Hallmark Channel, so I can get inspired for the holidays. This morning, I woke up, and I already am inspired because of Christmas. But I feel like this is a great way to get ideas on what you can do to decorate your home for the holidays.
Christmas is one of those, you know, I don't know if people have attachment to their Halloween decorations. Maybe they do if you've got a giant, you know, moving spider or skeleton or something like that. But Christmas is one where it does sort of straddle that line between traditional kind of family heirloomy stuff that gets out there that people see once a year or ornaments. But then also, like you said, on the trend side, you know, where you're going to try to capitalize on some of the new cool ways to kind of showcase the spirit.
Yeah, and I love that you said that because we all have that nostalgia and those old ornaments that we made when we were in fourth grade. So what do you do with them? I say keep them.
Oh, totally.
But you have a tree that's the family tree. That's the things that you made. That's what your kids made. It's like, it's a way back machine. But I'm also a big fan of having several trees in your house. So you're going to have the trend tree, which is like blue and platinum or whatever fancy tree you want. And then you've got your nostalgia tree.
Jane, is there any room in your house where you wouldn't have a tree?
It's Bertrand, I am going to kick my foot up your butt. Answer the question. Go ahead, Steve. Ask her.
Is there any room in my house? Yeah.
No, is there any particular room that you're like, oh, well, a tree would just not go here?
Actually, I have a really cute stuffed Christmas tree made out of green fabric, and it goes in my bathroom.
Because they're laughing at me because it's just this little silver tinsel tree that I put on the back of the toilet tank.
Exactly.
It's fine. I host Thanksgiving, so I like to be festive in the bathroom.
Does holiday spirit stop at the bathroom door? I say no.
But we
take
have
it with you in there.
We have a major beautiful Tree Time tree. I like the multicolored lights, so that has our kids' ornaments. My aunt on St. Nicholas Day always gave us an ornament or three every year. So I have some dating back to 1963 when I was born. and those go on the tree. Then my husband has a Star Wars tree, which is all Star Wars inspired. And then I have an anniversary tree, which is just white lights, and that's in the front room. And that is Wallace sleigh bell ornaments. They're just silver balls.
Yes.
Jim buys me one every year. It represents how many years we've been married.
Aww.
So that's our anniversary tree. And then there's one on the porch. So
there's a lot of trees. So this isn't even about the Christmas tree anymore. It's kind of like a grove, like a Christmas forest.
It's like a forest. And some people have memorial trees too. That's a new trend popping up as well.
I have not even heard of that, but how would you do that?
If you have lost a loved one or you lost a pet, so do you just put ornaments, their favorite ornament or maybe their picture or something on a small tree and you call it the memorial tree?
All right, I like that.
Wow.
Wendy's got a new tree. So you love to decorate too?
I like decorating for Christmas, Thanksgiving. Tree Time actually has some Thanksgiving things, you know, but I don't go crazy for that.
So this is what I love about Thanksgiving, because it's like you're getting a little warm up for decorating for Christmas. So we're going to do, at Tree Time, we're going to transition a table from Thanksgiving into Christmas. So let's say you're hosting both dinners, then you'll have, maybe it all starts with this blank canvas of a gold tablecloth, and we'll add some of the things they have there and transition it.
So as... you know, oftentimes the official, of course, people are starting earlier, and I think that's a testament to all the decorations and everything. So you're going to, but usually after Thanksgiving is the whole kind of accepted, now you can kind of get fully into the whole Christmas thing on the decorating side. So you're suggesting this sort of crossover moment.
Right.
Like, and it's late this year, so there's not really enough time.
So after Thanksgiving dinner, then there's this like kind of countdown thing, maybe some strobe lights and a smoke machine, and then you train. and it's Christmas time, right?
And now all of a sudden, everything goes from like birch color to these fabulous glittery gold and red and green Christmas table decorations.
You know, I never thought you could mix gold and silver. I know Burr Alive saying silver and gold. I get that. But they really do look pretty cool together.
I know. And I actually like a midnight blue and black together as well.
I agree.
We live in the same school. I love this.
I like to decorate as well. Jane Monzuris Klaus. What am I calling you now?
Just Jane Monzuris.
Okay.
Well, she can get down to just Jane. You're like, Cher.
Just Jane.
Then she's made it.
I mean, really. There's only a couple other Janes. I'd like to just be known as Jane. Yeah.
All right, Jane, she is a TV host, DIY expert. It's a special one-of-a-kind holiday event at Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. It's happening Saturday, November 23rd, so a couple Saturdays from now.
So this is why I'm here. Put it in your calendar now. Save the date. We're going to have mimosas, a very light breakfast, some prizes, goodie bags.
I might be going.
You should go.
You can learn about the latest holiday trends, discover new ways to decorate your home, and participate in a hands-on workshop. I like all that stuff. Attendees will get an exclusive 15% discount off that day's purchase at Tree Time.
Absolutely. So you're there before the door opens or the store opens, so you can go right and you're in and you're shopping before 10 a.m.
And it's free, but you need to register, correct?
It's free, but you need to register. We'd like you to register. If you just show up, I'm not going to turn you away. I'd love to have you.
You can register today on WGN Radio's Facebook events page or get details at WGNRadio.com/events. What is the hot thing this year?
We talked about a couple of things. So I think two things is there's some innovative lighting techniques happening. So we're going to talk about those. So you have your tree lit, but you can add some lights down the center of the tree to make it almost twinkle, which I absolutely love. Flocking is back. Right?
I'm not a big flocking
fan. Oh, it looks good. Wait till you see the flocking.
That's like the pretend snow, right?
You know, the pretend snow. Some of the other things I like is these monochromatic trees. So I have an all red tree. So it's red tree, red lights, red ornaments. And then tree toppers are a huge topic of discussion. What do you put on the top of your tree?
You need to hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. At Tree Time, this is the first time I saw a new tree topper. A lot of times people put a star, sometimes like an angel.
Yeah.
Tree topper talk when we come back, because they have a new one at Tree Time. That's amazing. She's Jane. She's Jane Monzuris. She's host of Living Healthy Chicago on WGN-TV. You can hear her on WGN Radio as well. Quick break, and then we're coming back and talking about tree toppers on WGN. Rocking around. Is this Brenda Lee?
Rocking around the Christmas trees.
It is Bill Leff is off today, and I'm Wendy Snyder. Dane Neal is in for Bill, and we have Jane Monzuris here. We were talking about decorating. We're going to do the tree topper talk, but first, a great idea. 219 says, several members of our family have taken to putting up their tree before Thanksgiving and decorating it with turkeys and pine cones and orange feathers. We all refer to them as Thanks Miss Trees.
I think it's great.
And then you just swap out the ornaments.
Right. Then you don't have to do all the work right after Thanksgiving. The tree is up. You just swap out the ornaments while you're swapping out your table.
I enjoy that. Tree topper, we're doing a quick poll. What do you have, Dane?
Well, okay, so I think we've switched it. We have like either rotates between star and angel. There are so many really cool ones out there that I have seen that I'm like, oh, that's great. But that I have a problem with the tree. It can't hold it. You know, it's like too heavy for it or like, leans, you know, and so you kind of got to be careful unless there's some sort of, you know, special stick. Stabilizer.
Yeah,
for
I'm sure there is. But, you know, those sometimes the ceramic angels are a little bit too heavy for the tree. I do a big, huge bow. But I've been doing that for years, so I really want to switch it up. So when I was at Tree Time, I'm looking around at all of their tree toppers. And so we're going to talk tree toppers while we're there on Saturday, the 23rd. What do you do, Wendy?
We do a star. It's kind of, I don't know how to describe. It's a wire star, so it's not very heavy, but it still kind of tips a little bit. And they never make the top of a tree like sturdy enough for any of these. When I was growing up, we had like this beautiful finial that just, it was so pretty. It was turquoise and pink and just very multicolored. And that went on top of my tree when I was growing up, when I was a little kid. I don't know where that finial
what
is.
What happened to it? It's in the attic somewhere.
It probably broke because some of those ornaments like years ago were just so delicate.
But the funny thing is that ones that I pull out that are really old and they're really broken in half, I still put them on the tree.
Yeah.
Or I fix them. If it's a little bit of glue, I'm fixing it. I want to use it.
It depends on like the pet situation when we've had, yeah, you know, dogs or little dogs that want to jump up and grab stuff. And, you know, the trees can be pretty enticing, you know, with all these things going on. And then if you have those very fragile kind of old ornaments that you don't want, there's always... like, man down. You know, like, you're always going to lose some people. You know, you got to break some eggs in order to make a cake.
Right.
End. And there's always an inventory taken at the end of the season. How many are gone?
Or you can take those old ornaments and put them in sort of a clear bowl and use that as, like, a table topper.
I've done that, too.
See?
You can purchase the old ornaments a lot of times at, like, an antique store, and then you just arrange them in a bowl. Little decorative Christmas balls.
Or if it's really old, you look at that ornament and say, thank you so much for all the memories you've given me. And then you just drop it in the trash and buy a new one.
What?
That's very Marie Kondo of you.
I'm so not Marie Kondo. Like, everything for me sparks joy. I don't want to get rid of anything. But sometimes I'm like, okay, I need to part ways with this.
Is it, Jane, is it okay? And now they have one, you know, where you can kind of capture the essence of those kind of big multicolored lights that we all sort of grew up with.
Oh, I love those. The Snoopy lights kind of, right?
Yeah, exactly. Where you feel like you need to keep those, but they're just such a pain because I remember there was times when I was little, you had to kind of find which was the culprit because if one went out, then they all went out. Right?
Yeah.
But now they make ones that are brand new, kind of state-of-the-art, probably energy efficient, not so deadly, but they look old.
But those Snoopy bulbs, listen to this, another trend, you're finding them on trees.
So I love that look.
It's a fantastic look. I was so surprised to see it because I remember those being outside or just a light bulb of old days. But now they make new trees with them on.
Mark this date on your calendar. It's Saturday, November 23rd from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. over at Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. If you've never been, this is an excuse to go. You will get an exclusive 15% discount off that day's purchase only. Register today on WGN Radio's Facebook events page or get details at WGNRadio.com/events. Now, Jane, you're also going to be doing some crafty type things. I know this is radio, so you can describe what you're doing.
So we have a big, huge show plan. So trends and inspiration. Then we're going to do a little bit of hands-on in the store. Everybody gets to try to do some stuff with ribbon, which is fantastic. But I'm also going to show you some ideas that you can do when you get home to add to what you have. So if you've got old denim, you can take the top of your denim jeans and turn it into a wine bag sleeve. Tie it up with that ribbon that we just played with, and you're going to put your wine in here.
You made that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
I was wondering what I was going to do with my old Santa jeans, and now...
And what about your old CDs? You can turn those into ornaments. You can get some of the things that you would add to the ornament, but you find your old CDs at home, you just cover it up with a photo, and then this is my cat.
Okay, that's pretty cute.
And that's my new husband. So you're just making different ornaments, and these are great gifts too. So I'm going to show these, give a little bit of DIY inspiration along with what you can buy at Tree Time.
Buy the big tree at Tree Time, and then make some stuff to hang on.
We talked about tables. This is a table runner.
So you can just take your favorite Christmas material or ribbons.
This is neckties.
Oh, my God. You are so creative.
Nobody's wearing neckties. Well, some people are. But, you know, Dad had them. They're full of gravy stains. You find the old ties. And this is a table runner.
Okay, that's really cute. We'll take pictures of these and put them on Facebook. Glenn has called us, 312-981-7200. Glenn, do you have a specific tree idea that you'd like to share with us?
I sure do. We have an entertainment TV room type of thing set up, so we wanted to go with a theme. So what we did is we put the Christmas tree up, and instead of garland and stuff, we used 16-millimeter old film, and then we put the spool of the film as the tree topper, and then we went to the dollar store and got those little gold plastic frames and put black and white movie star photographs as the ornaments wrapped on the tree and decorated all within the theme of a movie theme.
How cool is that?
That's so creative and so fantastic.
You have so much extra time, Glenn. That's awesome.
No, he doesn't have extra time. He's just using his time wisely to get creative. This is a great idea. Well, I might steal that, Glenn.
Well, feel free. I mean, I had a roommate who was nuts about Christmas. So, like yourself, I have a tree almost in every room. We tried to stay with a theme in every room.
Nice.
I really love that, Glenn. That's a great idea.
Thank you so much. It really came out looking good. And we just put the white lights in it, and we made them flicker real fast, like the old-fashioned film.
Yeah. You know, I hope Bill Leff is listening on his day off, because that would be right up Bill's alley. Oh, he should make an action figure tree.
I'm sure he's got enough figures to hang.
Oh, yes, he does.
Or a wreath, an action figure wreath. Yeah. And you could do the same thing with the old film on a wreath.
Thank you so much, Glenn. We appreciate it.
No problem.
And Bob, can we just get this in before our segment's up? Hi, Bob. You have a tree that you're doing that's very special.
Yeah, my family is a military family. We've served since the Civil War, every generation. And I have a daughter who's going to have her Army commission in 2 years. She's going to be an Army nurse. And her older brother is going to get his commission in the Navy in June. So
wow.
On top of that, I have a son who's been in the White House as a Secret Service agent since he protected Clinton for 2 years at the end, and then Cheney for 8, and then Michelle and the girls for 2. And he has always sent the White House special Christmas ornament. Have you ever seen those?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Year. Okay, so we've got about 18 of those. And so I'm a Boy Scout Scoutmaster, so we're just going to cover it with all different kinds of ornaments and clippings that we have and from way back, you know, in the 1800s about old service.
A service tree.
Fantastic.
Thank you for all of your service, your entire family. That makes our family look like a bunch of ne'er-do-wells. We don't do anything.
We are happy to serve.
Well, thank you, Bob. We appreciate it, especially on this Veterans Day. What a great idea, a service tree. Thanks for sharing that.
Bye-bye.
What? That's such a great
fantastic
idea.
Fantastic. And this is what I love, that there's no end to creativity, right? So whatever is special, whatever is meaningful to you or your family, make a tree out of it, or make a wreath if you don't have space.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you for his service and his inspiration. I feel a little bit inspired because this is kind of mind-blowing for me. I never knew that you could have all these different kind of theme trees that could be dedicated to either one topic or some other thing that you're doing, or just color, right? I had no idea you could do that. I thought it was just
you can deviate from the plan.
Yeah, wow.
And you know what's lovely about the holiday season is that this gives you the opportunity to redecorate your home. It's temporary. And then when you clean it up, then you're going to clean out, and then you have a new set for your house to start the new year.
I like it. I decided, I think a couple years ago, I was cleaning out, I was getting antiques from my sister's house because there's a lot of stuff there, and she had an old sled. Oh. So now that's on the porch, and I just put a sprig of greenery on it.
Fantastic.
And it looks like a Christmas story kind of come to life on my front porch.
And you can leave that up even longer than the season.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great idea.
All right. She's Jane Monzuris, now Klaus. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you will be out at Treetime Creations, Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington, Saturday, November 23rd, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
10 a.m.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're not going to be there all day. You can find out more at WGNradio.com. Have a very Merry Christmas,
Jane. Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Coming up next, news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening right here, 720 WGN.